This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 149 for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday morning, caught up in the declines in comparable oils. The January contract loses $9.10 at $873.30 per ton, and the March contract drops $14.10 at $857.80 per ton. News that the Black Sea export deal is set to continue helped to ease world tensions, even with Russia launching yet another series of missile strikes on Ukraine. Global crude oil prices are pulling back, which puts pressure on vegetable oils. There are significant losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Although the canola crush margins remain very high, they have been coming down over the course of the week. As the United States dollar regains strength, the Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday morning. The loonie falls back to 74.82 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 75.31. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report, and for the week ending November 10th, wheat sales are about 290,000 tons, which are to the low side of market expectations. Corn sales come in at nearly 1.17 million tons and are to the high side of trade guesses. The USDA says soybean export sales top 3.03 million tons, which are far above trade expectations. Soy meal sales are 267,000 tons and soy oil comes in at only 400 tons, but both are within market predictions. In the 6 to 10 day outlook, most of the U.S. plains are to receive near normal to below normal precipitation. The Pacific Northwest, East Coast, and the South are to get normal to above normal precipitation. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The January contract loses 9 cents at $14.20 per bushel. December soy oil drops more than 1.8 cents at 72.3 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal nudges up 20 cents at $406.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract down 7 cents at $6.58 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its December contract shedding 3 cents at $3.92.50. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago December falls 20 cents at $7.97. Kansas City December drops 18 cents at $9.37. And Minneapolis December gives up 12 cents at $9.53.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.